Yemen, the spearhead, political commentary by Nasser Kandil. From the announcement of the ceasefire in Lebanon to its implementation in Gaza, nearly 2 months between November 27, 2024 and January 19, 2025, Yemen remained the only front within the axis of resistance providing sustained fire support to Gaza. Iraq withdrew first, followed by Lebanon, while Iran did not carry out its Sadiq Promise 3 operation, and Syria fell. The impact of Yemen's intervention became increasingly evident given the scale of threats directed at its leadership, culminating in a declared American, British, and Israeli war against it, manifested in relentless airstrikes, missile barrages, and a naval build-up involving 3 aircraft carriers and numerous warships. Yemen stood firm against threats and attacks, intensifying its fire support for Gaza. Hypersonic missiles repeatedly struck Tel Aviv, as did drones, forcing hundreds of thousands of settlers into shelters almost daily. Eliminating the Yemeni challenge had become an intractable problem, with only one path forward, a path dictated by Yemen, reaching an agreement with the resistance in Gaza to cease fire. It is no secret that one of the key reasons for this agreement was the relentless Yemeni pressure and the confusion it sowed among the occupation and its allies. US President Donald Trump threatened to unleash hell following Gaza's resistance announcement that it was suspending the prisoner exchange until the occupying entity fulfilled its commitments, including allowing the entry of heavy machinery, prefabricated homes, and other humanitarian supplies. In response, Ansarullah leader Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi swiftly declared Yemen's readiness to re-engage in the war and support Gaza. Directing his words at Trump, he proclaimed, quote, "Hell is for you and for your ilk, the tyrants, oppressors, criminals, and arrogant ones," unquote. He further asserted, quote, "It is impossible for our Mujahideen brothers in Palestine to release all enemy prisoners without completing the full prisoner exchange process," unquote. He warned that if US and Israel sought to escalate the conflict, the entire region would face grave consequences, declaring, quote, "Should the American and Israelis, emboldened by Trump's threats, launch an attack on Gaza, whether on Saturday, before or after, we will immediately intervene militarily. We will not hesitate to target both Israeli and American forces, and we will closely monitor the implementation of the agreement," unquote. Regarding the planned displacement of Gaza's population, Sayyid Houthi issued a stark warning. Quote, "If the US and Israel attempt to execute the scheme by force or conspire with Arab regimes to implement it, we will intervene, even militarily. If they move forward with forced displacement, we will respond with missile strikes, drones, naval operations, and more," unquote. The surprise Yemen revealed in the Al-Aqsa flood continues to leave both allies and adversaries in stunned disbelief.